Hey guys, good evening. It's Throwaway Lust. It's currently 6 p.m. where I'm at right now on a Sunday. I know I haven't been publishing a lot of audios as promised. I was not able to stick to my schedule last week. It's because work was very overwhelming this last week, and I didn't have the time or the energy to make the audios that I promised. It's just been very tiring. I had to speak to a lot of people this week, and I was also sick, and there was a storm that passed by my place, so I wasn't able to record an audio that day as well, because much as I'd like to make a rainy day audio, it just doesn't suit. Not really, it doesn't suit. It just doesn't suit what's on my priority list. But I have a half-finished audio, which I will probably publish tomorrow, depending on my mood. I'm getting pizza later, so maybe that'll give me energy to finish that audio. It's very emotional audio. I don't think I've done an emotional audio in a while, so I may have to come up with some of those again soon. And then my collaboration audio is taking a while as well, but it's half done. My fellow performer has already passed his, given me his take, and it's just really up to me to find the right headspace to get into it. But I'm excited for that one because, yeah, it involves one of my favorite stories/shows ever. Now, also, I just want to talk about my Stacey's Mom audio for a bit. I have no idea. Well, first of all, the reception is overwhelming, and it shouldn't. It was really meant to be a joke audio. So for those who thought like my male voice was pretty good, thank you very much. It's a little bit overwhelming. Yeah, I think I've already said that. It's overwhelming, to say the least, for you guys to give that many upvotes, for me to get that many upvotes. To be honest, it was really meant to be a joke. There has been a lot of requests for me to do a MILF audio for a while now, and like there's literally no easy way for me to get into that headspace because I think I'm quite young. I just feel like I can't really think of me seducing a younger man because I don't think I'm old enough to be a mother, and nor do I have that motherly instinct that, you know, MILF audios would tend to have, like that caring motherly thing going on, or not even motherly, more of like, I don't know, there's just this certain vibe that really successful MILF audios can create that I don't think I can do. So, the best thing that I could think of was literally just do a Stacey's Mom audio, because one, I love that song, two, it's not really a motherly type of scenario, because literally I steal my daughter's crush, which is kind of mean in my opinion. But there will be a sequel to that. I'm writing the, if you checked out my Tumblr, you know that I already had a sequel planned for that. I wrote it, script idea number 3, Stacey's Mom, and the sequel. And I am not performing that script. I have someone who is really willing and able to, you know, to perform the sequel to the script, and I'm excited to finish this script up. There's another script that I have to finish as well. Jesus Christ. I love how I plan so many audios, and I'm just having a hard time pulling through because there's just so much work to do in real life. So I hope you forgive me for missing a couple of deadlines. I will do my best to make up for it by increasing the quality of my audios. Is that going to be a thing? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm improving, to be honest. I'm just, you know, going with whatever works and whatever comes up in my head. I think the only time I've had to rest and recreate was today, and literally all I did was just lay down in bed and play a little bit of Destiny for like an hour or two before my head started to ache, and I just went back to bed and just watched Netflix. I watched Sin City this today, and I got the part where I think I got the movie where the stories are all, like, I'm not sure how it's meant to be, because the version I saw on Netflix was intertwined, the stories were intertwined. The version that I saw, that I actually saw, like, fully, was that the stories were separate. So I watched one of those separate stories, and I hated that last story. The one with, Dwight? The one with Dwight? I don't, like, I love the ladies in that movie, in that story, like, Miho. I love little Miho, and everyone there, but I just hated Dwight. I hated his character. Not really his character, I just hated the way he was acted. It's just, his voice is so monotone. I know it's film noir. It's a noir film. It's like, you know, some characters really have a monotone, but, like, it's not even brooding. Like, I don't feel any brooding tone to it. It's like dead monotone voice, as compared to, like, Bruce Willis's character and the guy who's obsessed with Goldie. At least they have really interesting characters. What else? Aside from that, before that, the day after, like, I had this really big event, and that was what I was preparing for, actually. That's the reason why I couldn't finish my audios. The day of my event, or right after, my friends and I decided that we watch The Dark Tower at this pretty fancy movie place where the seats are all lazy boys and there's free unlimited popcorn, and we watched The Dark Tower, and it was really good. I haven't read the books. I might read the books because it's such an interesting concept. I loved Idris Elba's character. Matthew McConaughey is amazing as ever. Kind of weird, though, because he's doing this weird magician movements, but although that's because that is his character. But it just kind of reminds me of those old school... Oh, there's another loud plane. He just reminds me of this really old school magicians, these old school magicians, like, doing those weird hand movements. It's just funny. A part of me, seeing the tower itself kind of reminded me of Temniguru, which is the tower in Devil May Cry 3, and activating that tower basically opens the portal to the demon world, and giving demons access to Earth, which kind of reminded me of, and I'm reminded of that concept in The Dark Tower, where, in this case, to take down the Dark Tower would mean that they'd be bringing in demons from the other worlds, from outside the universe. So I was kind of thinking of that as well. Also, Idris Elba is a gunslinger, and, you know, well, actually, Dante's more of a sword master, but, you know, he's also pretty good with the guns, so that's pretty cool. And Matthew McConaughey would remind me of Arkham/Jester. Spoiler alert, they're the same, if you're just only playing the game. No, I don't know why I'm saying spoiler alert. Maybe because of, Aidan Gillen's video where he basically recapped season 6 of Game of Thrones and kept saying spoiler alert, which is cute. Anyway, that's about it for today. I'm getting pizza in an hour or so. Less than an hour, actually. I'm getting pizza in less than an hour. Hopefully after eating some pizza I might gather the courage courage, really, gather the energy to record my next audios. And I'm really sorry I missed my deadlines. I feel like a bad schoolgirl. Like, I feel like I'm back in school and I wasn't able to pass my projects. Please give me like a day or two to recover before I go back full force or something. Or I might just go full force. I don't know. It depends on my mood. Ever since I started to get really, really busy. Oh, it's pretty gusty outside. I hope it doesn't rain. That would seriously ruin my recording schedule again. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. I hope you guys had a good week, and I hope you guys have a good week. And I hope I have a free schedule this week. I swear, I hate it when my schedule gets wrecked by extracurricular activities and just work that, like, ad hoc work just really pisses me off easily. And it just drains my soul. But anyways, again, thank you for listening, and have a good week. Bye.